the story. Maybe we can make little short, shorts, animated, just drawn, whatever. That kind of give little quick looks at the action here. And one of them is showing these proud colonialists, the Europeans, the Americans, the white people over there in the West, who think they are the greatest. I mean, they don't say it straight out, but they know that the people down there in Africa and Asia and South America, they are more primitive, and none has invented so much good things as we here in the West. Of course, because they had time and money to invest in inventions and so on, due to stealing it from the colonies. But anyway, so here we see now the situation. I would just try to show this very quickly, and I don't know exactly how, I'm just saying the basic outline here for that script, that look at these, take the Chinese here, for instance, American talking about Chinese, or some generic Westerner about the yellows over there. They are our enemies now. They are our worst competitors. And what do you do with competitors? Maybe someone raises the hand and says, well, you outcompete, you do better. Well, and if you can't do that, kill them. The guy in the back room says, maybe it's a classroom. You have the heavy guy there in the back. Something like that, and or something else. But and how do you do that? And some girl says, sanctions. And what's that? Tariffs, sanctions. And we just raise the customs taxes on products from that country, so people here won't buy it so much. It's more difficult for them, and they will lose money because they lose the market here. Now, good, great. That's how we're doing it. And then we see the leader sitting up there. Yeah, tariffs, more. We're gonna finish those bastards. But then those bastards, you look at it from the other side, they hardly even notice those Westerners anymore, because they are so busy building up a nice, the bricks, we take it, whatever we call it, cooperation between all the countries that are now just really fed up with being colonies, and they want to be independent, sovereign states, and have their own flourishing businesses and markets and education, all these things that the colonialists rather denied them. We can show that also here. However, that should be done. So they're just helping each other, we can all buy and selling in each other's local currencies, so not one here is ruling all the others. We're multipolar, networking, win-win. That's old Confucian philosophy, that's old Dharma. That's how it should have been done all the time. And how it was before these weird people started taking over the world. And then we're back in Europe. And so all of a sudden, this guy walks around some, and nothing is available anymore. Can't even get batteries to the computer, to the whatever, and the power banks are not there anymore. Or things are super expensive and only the rich can afford them. That's rather what's going to happen. Just a few stores left for the rich. And there are not so many of those either left, because the businesses crashed because they couldn't get parts. They became too expensive and their whole business model cracked. All raw materials, everything, if you could get it at all, because now the leaders of your country, they made and declared this other country enemy and stopped dealing with them and refused to buy things from them or made it so expensive that no one can afford it. And the industries in our own country, they come crashing down. And there's no way to compete. And even without tariffs and everything, the currencies in these European countries, due to inflation and all that, they just printed money out of thin air for so long. They're going, some of them are in hyperinflation. And their currency is worth nothing compared to that of Asia, of these former colonies in Africa, which is becoming rich. It's a rich continent. I mean, all these resources that you find there in Asia and South America. And the big bullies there in the West, they're trying to control South America, take that continent at least, get some resources and use whatever military power we have left to take that. Panic. Strange military operations, but even their weapons are not enough now. They can't afford, they don't have the industries for building them. And the other side, the Asia, they have so much more weapons, and all the resources and raw materials needed for making weapons come from there as well. And the electronics and technology. So we can just show there the Europe that is really going down. And how these people now, trying to get it into a short animation, but they're walking around there on the streets and you can hardly get anything to eat. And all these things that no one thinks about has that stamp there, made in China, they're not there anymore. And we can just look around and see what's left if you remove all the made in China products. So all of a sudden people are poor and they can just get some simple food that can be grown in their own country. And it's good because they have to come down from their high towers and learn to survive and learn to live simple the way they used to do in the past and the way that these colonies have had to do for so many years, being exploited by these Western white nations. So if you can show this quickly, it could be pretty good actually. Can fit all these things in there. I think it's possible. And it ends that way, that now they are back there. And you can make a little twist of humor that serving the masters, just as the slaves and the people working in their countries, which had been turned into colonies, were serving their British or whatever, Portuguese masters, French, and so on. and the American, of course. Now the table turned completely.